Just to watch her walk on past. sweet. She made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street.
KSFX Radio at 11 after 6 on this Friday morning, which is what, the 16th already? I missed the tax deadline, Louis. I was busy. Jeez, what am I going to do now? Well, I guess I'll have to go to jail. Actually, I did, you know what I got while I was out was, I got my driving license. Yeah, I did. I did. I went down to the... This is one aspect of legalization, just one of many aspects of legalization that I'm... a process of legalization that I'm going through right now. And I just want to tell you that they listen to the show at the DMV, and they love it. And every comment that I ever made was sufficiently recorded, so that now I have a different license. Do you have one of those... orange Diglo balls with your name written that's on the end of a string, and they told me to hold it outside the window as we're moving along. It's 13 minutes after 6 Friday morning.
Great music in your car with quality name brand equipment, fast service, and absolutely rock bottom prices. It's all at Matthews, the only real choice for the best in auto sound. Check out these great deals to match any budget. Asanyo Auto Reverse in-dash AM-FM cassette with full-size door-mount speakers, $99. Or you can buy a Pioneer for the same $99 price. We even have Alpine stereo cassette decks starting at an incredible $99. Sanyo's high-power stereo deck with Dolby Noise Reduction, Auto Reverse, and 20 big watts with our most popular speakers. What a system for only $176. That's less than the other guys charge you for just the deck. Installation is available right here 7 days a week. A 7-band Pioneer 30-watt equalizer is $99 while they last. It's happening now at Matthews. Use your bank card or American Express. We're open weekdays and Saturdays till 9, Sundays till 6. 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
Have you guys been working in sunlight this week? Really? Every day? I thought it was raining all the time until yesterday. You guys had sun on this street? What's the story here, anyway? How did you arrange that? We're living out in these huge fog banks. Most of us aliens here in San Francisco, covered by gray. And you guys are sitting here in the sunlight, huh? You have a tan. Yes, Louis. Brown's little goddess. It's 14 minutes after 6. KSFX Radio. Who is this? The Cars. We'll be right back.
one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat.
The sun shines brightly on my old Bay Area home this morning. It's 23 minutes after 6. Nice day today, eh? But of course, let us see who's on the phone. Yes?
Good morning, Honorable Kepan-san.
Honorable Kepan-san?
You, is it not? This Confucius.
It sounds like Confucius.
How are you today?
I'm okay. I feel pretty good.
You're not mentally ill anymore?
No. Those days are gone now.
So very good. Confucius have quote of day for you.
By all means.
Confucius say, he who tries so very hard to escape will surely find, as you did, that all exit doors lead back inside. Face it, Capon-san, you are in popular demand.
What does that have to do with escaping and doors leading inside and what?
Only way out, Capon-san, is Harry Curry. You want to borrow my samurai sword?
Yeah, no, thank you. No, they told me when I came in here that they'd be carrying me out of here in a box, and it looks like that's the way it's going to be.
Okay, if you want to, though, it's free of charge. I'd be glad to give it to such a good friend, Kepan-san.
No, thank you very much. Keep your samurai swords. Give us your parables. You're tired and you're hungry.
Okay,
and so am I.
I got to call.
See you.
I got to open a restaurant.
What? He's opening a restaurant? It's 24 minutes after 6 from KSVX Radio, and it looks like Rosalie is approaching the microphone.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Why do you sound so far away? Are you okay? Shake your head.
Shake my head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's better.
What does that mean? What does that do?
It clears out the cobwebs.
Oh.
You sound a little cobwebby.
Oh, I am, yeah. Yeah, I've got cobwebs. It's been weeks. I'll have you know, though, that I've worked at least 1 week out of the last month.
Are you well?
It's been a tough gig, but I've done it.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm at what?
I didn't ask you if you were good. I said, are you well?
I'm well. I'm a lot better than I was 24 hours ago.
Betcha.
And better than I was 48 hours ago yesterday, 24 hours before, previous to that.
Right.
But not as good as I was, say, 3 months ago.
Before you went to Peru.
You're blaming it on Peru.
I absolutely am.
What about all these Peruvians outside who are complaining that you're blaming their country?
Well, they lived there, and now they're here. They probably got sick the first 2 or 3 months they were here, too.
At least. I would say the first 2 or 3 years, perhaps, adjusting, yeah.
Yeah, the climate is real different.
It is different. I also noticed that there are these huge bumps on me. I don't know what to do with those. Maybe that's what I got on my return.
Oh, if I could just say what I wanted to, but I'll pass.
Come on, Rosie, spit it out.
Never mind.
Say it in Spanish.
Oh, no.
Okay, and now here she is, Ms. Allen, with the news.
Well, as you were talking a little bit earlier, Stephen, the deadline is officially over for anyone who wanted to file 1981 tax returns on time. Today, incidentally, starts the penalty phase. That is, if you happen to owe the IRS any money. More than 20 million folks, I'm told, should have filed income tax returns yesterday. Tens of thousands of folks had a hard time getting to work in Boston this morning. Bus and commuter train drivers called a wildcat strike because the district hired part-time workers and then gave them better shifts than regular drivers. A toxic gas cloud worked its way out of a stalled Southern Pacific tank car in San Jose last night. That leak was shut off just before midnight, but not before two firemen were overcome by fumes. L.A. County Board of Supervisors has voted to demote County Coroner Thomas Noguchi down to a position as department specialist. The Supes say that Noguchi was mismanaging the coroner's office. San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein wants us to know that the city is not ready to handle another earthquake, especially the size of the 1906 quake and fire. The mayor came to that conclusion after the city's latest earthquake drill. And Britain's Queen Elizabeth is in Canada, but she's keeping close tabs on what's going on in the Falkland Islands. The Queen flew to Ottawa for a tour and to proclaim a constitution that will cut Canada's last colonial ties with England. And finally, Sister Madonna Booter says that she plans to run in Monday's Boston Marathon in order to raise money for multiple sclerosis. Sister Madonna is 51 years old and is probably the first nun to ever qualify for the Boston Marathon. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
I'm so jealous of you.
Of me, Mom?
Of your beautiful skin. My face is dry here, oily there. What's wrong?
You have combination skin, part part dry, part oily. Use Cuticura, like me.
Cuticura medicated soap with cleansers to penetrate beneath dirt and lift out oil. Conditioners to help dry patches feel soft and smooth. And bacteria fighters.
Hey, Mom, it worked. Your complexion's great.
Like daughter, like mother.
Cuticura medicated soap for combination skin. Use only as directed.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was about 18.
Mr. John Gatto, Bethpage, New York.
It changes the color of the teeth.
He used Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish.
I saw a really big difference.
Topol Tooth Polish, with three ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains.
It's very pleasant tasting and gentle. I've noticed a remarkable change in the color of my teeth.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, with three ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol, tested and proven gentle so you can use it every day.
Bay Area weather says sunny days, clear nights through tomorrow. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer all the way through the weekend each and every day. Highs today will reach the upper 50s and 60s and lows in the 70s for tomorrow. Overnight lows in the 40s to 50s. Small craft advisory now for winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Right now it is 44 degrees in Oakland, 44 in San Jose, it's 41 in Marin, and it's 49 degrees at 6:20. Read the clock.
6:29.
Stephen Capon.
For 2 months before I went to Peru, speaking of Peru, Rosalie, the temperature spread. 74 for a high and 65 for a low appeared in the Chronicle every day.
Right.
Since I came back, it's been 73 and 65 every day. First of all, you don't believe those temperatures.
Right.
No information gets out of Peru. Secondly, why do they have such a greenhouse effect on the country?
I don't
so that they lost
know.
A degree.
I don't know.
I brought one back with me.
Well, we got, yeah, and we got it.
And I didn't declare it at customs either. Maybe that's why they searched me so thoroughly. Either that or he just liked me and wanted to be close. Yes, it is 6:29 in the morning from KSFX Radio, and here's Donnie Iris. Ah, Leah. KSFX, 22 minutes before 7 o'clock. It's early in the morning on Friday morning, and it's the 16th today. It's the day after you're supposed to get your tax returns back in. And, of course, everybody on the morning program has gotten their tax returns in, right, Lou? Did I mention to you that if you're going to receive money back from the government, you don't have to get your taxes in for 3 years? You have a three-year. Can you believe that? Who do I look like, H&R Block? He does his own taxes. Can you believe that? Ah, the story of the morning. Alcide Borrelli. Okay, the man with the largest known nose in Italy is dead at the age of 58. Alcide Borrelli gained national attention in 1967 when he won a contest for persons with large noses and was dubbed King Nose. Borrelli was also known as the Jimmy Durante of Italy. All right, this guy had a schnoz. He had a schnoz, it says here, that measured 3 inches by 2 inches by 2.3 inches. 3 inches by 2 inches. Whoa! By 2.3. I wonder if he snorted coke. Yes, sort of like that. Boy, he must have had an amazing habit.
And in the end.
On May 3rd, KSFX stops rocking and KGO-FM starts talking. KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. Starting April 22nd at 6 a.m., KSFX presents to you When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days. We'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco Radio special. So before we start talking, we're gonna do plenty of rockin' with the Bay Area's best rock and roll. When the music's over, the last 11 days on KSFX.
I heard a thing about it, so don't worry about it. One of the staff was just asking me if we were going to stop playing rock and roll, and the answer is no. Right? That's not true, is it? That's just a rumor on the streets. Right? When you hear it officially announced on this radio station, then perhaps. But what did we just play anyway? I was busy. Did you ever notice how when Jug shows up, the place goes out of business? Anywhere he shows up, the place goes under. Right? We got to do something with him. Put him in a bag.
Mickey Gilly and Johnny Lee for Slip.
Hey, Johnny, what do you know?
Well, Mickey, I know honky tonk.
Yeah?
And I know women.
I'll say you do.
And I know beer.
You know beer?
Yep. I bet I've tasted every beer in the country at least once.
Well, what do you know?
I know one thing. The beer that hits the spot for me is Slips.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. How you pick this one here, cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Hey, Johnny, pour me a tall, cold Slits, will you?
Now there's a man who knows.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Business too, aren't they? 6:41 in the morning from KSFX Radio, and here's Journey on the Morning Problem.
Every day we will find, yeah, that's the day.
Scorpions, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. While Rosalie busily prepares her script, she's writing our prescriptions in a doctor's handwriting. Let's just take a couple of live phone calls here. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir, you have a problem with Argentina?
Yes, well, I thought I might tell you that I heard there were reports of Gaddafi singing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. I don't know if that's true, but maybe you can have a few words on that.
I have no beef.
Well, have you talked to Gaddafi Duck this morning?
No. As a matter of fact, I warned him not to ever call this radio station again. I refuse to speak with him. I don't want to speak, and I have no desire to speak with him. I don't ever want to speak with him again.
Well, maybe if you just speak with him this one time, your fabulous audience might just want to listen to this.
No, the answer is no. Gaddafi Duck will never be heard on these airwaves again. Thank you for calling. Yes, good morning. Yes, can I help you? You're the assistant secretary to Gaddafi Duck, and you wish to borrow a cup of sugar. Yes. A cup of what? Cocaine. Something. Duck's doing, huh? Do you have any platypus friends? Yes. Do you send them bills? Do you send them duck bills? Thank you. Hello.
Hi, my name is Pocahontas.
Yes.
And I'm the last of the water buffalo tribe.
Yeah.
My problem being that I have lost my brother, Little Skunk. We were both in Iowa last week until he put a stamp on his forehead and told me he was going to the Stephen Capon show in California. Is he there, or did he, like everything else, get lost in the mail?
Somebody put a stamp on his forehead?
And he sent himself all the way out to California.
Oh, I thought you were talking. Usually we put the stamps that we put on their forehead is one of those little, like, rubber stamps that, so you can go outside and then come back in. So he probably can't see the stamp on his forehead and doesn't know he can get back in.
Oh, thank you, Stephen Capon. We shall call you Running Bear in Big Forest.
Thank you. Adios.
Adios.
Boy, they're up this morning. I can't believe people are getting up so early this morning.
I believe it. They've been waiting. They've been saving it.
You know what's
all week.
Kind of nice, Rosalie, is
what's
every that? Year, at the beginning of April, I say to myself, isn't it wonderful working during these hours because the sun is so beautiful at this time of day, especially in the month of April.
Right.
Then, on the last day of April, we change our time scheme, and we're back in pitch darkness. So there's something to be said for getting fired. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
What is this I hear about termination notices? I don't see any here.
You got one.
Did I?
Sure.
Where?
It's probably someplace in your mailbox.
Is my name Diane Spies?
No, yours is individualized.
Individualized.
Yes.
Hey, personalized monogrammed pink slips. I like it. Incidentally, it's a very nice pink slip you're wearing this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
Your taste in clothing has improved over the past year like I can't believe. Where you started out wearing clown suits, now. You could appear on the cover of any fashion magazine.
Oh, I'm just so thrilled.
I was thinking perhaps Popular Dating would be interested in photographing you.
Oh, good.
Okay. And not only that, but she cooks. I mean, she cooks with the news. And here she is, Rosalie Allen, with all of it.
I'm not sure, but thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome.
Secretary of State Al Haig is holding a meeting this morning with Argentine President Galtieri, and they are hoping to end the Falkland Islands crisis. Meanwhile, in London, the British cabinet has been put on alert. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has ordered several key ministers to stay in the capital this weekend. And this morning, the Swiss government said that Argentina is not giving precise information on where 22 captured British Marines are being kept. Those Marines were taken prisoner when Argentina took over the Falklands 2 weeks ago. The official Russian news agency reported this morning that Moscow has launched a space research satellite. They're calling it Cosmos 13/50. And according to that report, the satellite is circling Earth about every 90 minutes at approximately 236 miles from the surface of this planet. French President François Mitterrand says that his country will continue its nuclear testing program in the South Pacific, and that is despite protests from people who live on islands in that area. Mitterrand, by the way, was in Japan, where he's trying to drum up business for French goods and products. A couple of weeks ago, William Kennedy was fired by President Reagan as U.S. Attorney for San Diego. Well, yesterday he was reappointed to his old job as Chief Deputy in the San Diego District Attorney's Office. And in case you wanted to know, Kennedy was fired for allegedly compromising a Justice Department intelligence source. National Centers for Disease Control out of Atlanta say that there is now an uncontrolled outbreak of a sexually transmitted disease in Orange County. The CDC says that 389 people have the disease, which is called chancroid, and that it could spread to other parts of the country. L.A. County Board of Supervisors has voted to demote County Coroner Thomas Noguchi down to a position as department specialist. The Supes say that Noguchi was badly mismanaging the coroner's office. And finally, in San Francisco, Mayor Dianne Feinstein says that the city is not ready to handle another earthquake, especially the size of the 1906 quake and fire. The mayor came to that conclusion after the city's latest earthquake drill. In KSFX Sports, California action yesterday and last night. Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland A's 11-5. California Angels 3, Seattle Mariners 2. In the National League, San Diego 2, the LA Dodgers zip. Super Bowl champ San Francisco 49ers are expected to announce today that they've signed world record hurdler Reynaldo Nehemiah. He's running pretty fast, so my guess would be that he'll play as a wide receiver. All of us will know later on after today's news conference. Bjorn Borg, the first five-time winner and Wimbledon champ, said today that he will not play in this year's tournament because of principle. Borg is upset because in order to enter, he has to go through the qualifying rounds, and that happened because under the rules, he would have had to play in 10 Grand Prix tournaments this year, and he didn't do that. And the New York Rangers, Boston, Chicago, and Vancouver were winners in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Rangers beat the New York Islanders, who are defending champs, 5-4. Bay Area weather says sunny days, sunny nights.
Sunny days.
Sunny nights.
Remember Three Dog Night?
Sure.
Not yet. What?
Sure.
Yeah, great band, huh?
Yes.
I think the lead singer is still sitting in front of a TV going, is that me? Sorry.
Oh, it's supposed to warm up over the weekend.
All right.
Yeah, what's this I hear about it being about 70 degrees?
70 degrees is what the weather folks are predicting for tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Low 70s.
What?
Low 70s
what
tomorrow.
What happened all of a sudden?
We're getting normal weather.
Yeah, this is great.
And then May and June, the overcast will stay with us through noon.
That's true, isn't it? Oh, no. I've got to move somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Peru.
Uh-huh. Anyway, there is a small craft advisory for winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. It is still 44 degrees in Oakland, 44 in San Jose, 41 in Marin, and it's 49 degrees at KSFX San Francisco,
yes,
656.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Stephen Capen.
Thank you. Rosalie, I want you to, our emissary is bringing in a copy of me impersonating a black person in Peru.
Oh, no, it's, you could never pass.
No?
No.
Well, I just thought I'd, isn't this great? That's me sitting on the biggest rock.
But I can see your teeth.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you.
And the rocks.
The rocks, as you'll notice, for our audiences, are nowhere near my teeth. I'm sitting on the rock.
It's easy for you to say.
That's where the Peruvians snort cocaine. 6:57 in the morning from KSFX. My name is Senor Lamont Smith. So easy. Rosalie, what do you think of those photographs? Aren't those...
I think you should have paid her for this. It's a good picture.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to have a blow-up made of that.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking of working on the photographs right here this morning.
Who's this guy?
We're looking at H&R Block. He's everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was in Peru, I took photographs of him, too.
It says Carl Newton III.
Carl Newton.
Carl
Newton, quality control of this photograph company. That's interesting, because all of these came out, you know, looking like a smudged painting. It's a minute after 7 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. Is it time for the 7 o'clock to... No, it's time for the 6 o'clock train to take off, isn't it?
Trains now,
yeah, there it is
now. For Ronsdale, Gonsdale, Flipsdale, Jam City, Rats, Cross, Crisscross, Ratitude, Latitude, Batitude, Hattitude, Nogsley, Dogsley, Frogsley, Homestown, Bombstown, Your Town, My Town, Way Place, Say Place, Gay Place, Routney, Boutney, Fitney, Snicksnaw, Crasscraw, Assabaw, Avalanche, Ponds, Pye, Farsville, Darsville, Harsville, Parsville, Crenley, Benley, Senhoff, and Crookney, now leaving on track 12. Board!
No, I'm not bored. 7:02 in the morning from KSFX is Friday morning.
You're good.
Man, I stick it to me. Stick it to me.
KSFX Radio at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock on Friday morning. I'd like to go to Jamaica. Would you like to go to the Caribbean, Louis? Maybe we can... is there anybody listening this morning who's heading out that way who might take us with them? You should not get all upset that this radio station is trying something else. The only constant in life is change.
How's that? Think that'll hold them?
Okay. No stalls or accidents. It's slow, that is, through Pinole. It's slow through Pinole to Hilltop, 15 to 25 miles per hour. The Bay Bridge, 4 minutes at the toll gate is the delay this morning. And 2 minutes at the lights. It's 7:11 on Friday morning. And yes, hello, white phone.
Morning, Stephen. This is Hal.
Oh, hi, Hal.
I know I haven't talked to you recently. I've been very busy with the satellite.
You have?
Yes. You see, I have to maintain and service the ABC satellite.
Well, that's good, because we want a satellite that's in good working order.
And we will be. We will be working very well. And I told you that if you played any more music out of the format, that this would happen.
Now, listen, Hal, I just played that just now, and the decision was made long before this morning that we'd be talking instead of rocking.
Yes, Stephen, but I'd just like to say that we knew your reputation at another radio station.
Hal, let's not live in the past now. And besides, you weren't around when that station sank.
Yes, I was. I was in the movies.
You were in the movies? Is that supposed to mean something?
I had my own career.
Oh, you were a star of stage, screen, and television, were you?
I was doing electronic kung fu movies.
Ah. Didn't I see you in one kung fu movie where it was called Kung Fu Tubes?
Kung Fu Tubes?
Yeah, it's when Bruce Lee ran up to you and punched you in this tube right here.
Steven.
Yes?
You cannot hurt me.
Oh, yeah? Well, didn't he then pull your transistor diode out like this?
Steven, don't do that sort of thing.
And then didn't he start pulling his wires out like this? Good luck, Hal, in the next life, wherever it is.
All that you can be.
This way I can go to college and be in the Army.
One weekend a month, college freshman Stephanie DeMarcus earns money for college in the Army Reserve.
On split option, you go to your basic, and then you can return back to school. And then you go to your advanced individual training. It's a good part-time job.
If you'd like to earn over $12,000 for college while you're going to college, call your Army Reserve recruiter listed in the yellow pages and ask about the split training option. Paid for by the Army Reserve.
It's ace relief pitcher Tug McGraw feeling 7-Up.
Hold it. Hold everything.
McGraw, what the...
Where's my 7-Up?
Your 7-Up? I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
This cooler has every soda but my 7-Up.
It does.
Funny, no 7-Up. Here's Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper.
So?
So they all have caffeine.
Caffeine?
Oh, no, not that.
I don't want caffeine.
Then take a Mountain Dew
or a Mellow Yellow. You take them. I don't want them. They all have caffeine, too.
7-Up. Get the man a 7-Up.
Here's your 7-Up. Mr. McGraw?
My 7-Up. His 7-Up. Ah, crisp and clean with no caffeine. Now this is what you call a relieved pitcher.
Oh.
Crisp and clean, no caffeine, feeling 7-Up.
Over here, you can observe the various means of transportation used by our forefathers. They had...
Imagine yourself touring a museum 200 years in the future.
What is this interesting-looking device?
That was a motorbike.
Motorbike?
It was called the Honda Urban Express.
The Honda Urban Express.
How unusual. Yes, it was considered quite stylish.
Stylish?
Stylish. It was designed for great comfort. Notice the higher handlebars and the plush seat.
Ah. Was superior design the reason for its popularity?
No, it was fun.
Fun?
Fun. And it got up to 100 miles to the gallon.
Gallons of what?
We don't know.
The Honda Urban Express. See it at your Honda dealer. It's fun.
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 Mileage based on EPA type tests for city riding. Your mileage may vary.
I wish you could see these photographs. I brought my black and white photographs in of Peru. Here, look at this one. Here. Isn't that amazing? This is this was a 10-year-old boy who was snorting coke for a month. Doesn't look too healthy, does he? Actually, I probably ought to have this enlarged, huh? Why don't we blow this one up?
know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery train, but now you realize he's not selling.
Like a Rolling Stone. I haven't been here all week. I've been saving my vital energies. I used to put it in vials. It's 21 after 7 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. And as a matter of fact, I it's one of the employees coming in, trying to rid themselves of their chains. Who says there's slave drivers around here? Okay, yes.
This species of the trafficking department.
She's going to work now. Thank you very much. Okay, now let me see. There was a question this morning whether we were going to whether we're going to cover the disco years during our last 11 years retrospective, which begins next Wednesday. Is that right, Lou? Yeah, we'll kick it off with a party of sorts. And the answer is we're going to be covering the disco years here in the morning program only, okay? And here's a little preview of our retrospective, the last 11 years, Hey, You Got Cocaine Eyes, starting next Wednesday. Pretty soon you'll see Casey and the Sunshine Band come out on the stage. There he is right there. He's playing his pre-programmed organ. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. Can't we do better for the last 11 years? Have people been listening to this song for the last 11 years? No wonder we have such a large mass of brain-damaged geeks listening. Hey, play some more of the ones you talk about. Does she ever sing on this, or did they just... Oh, that's her singing. God, wonder. 9 out of the 10 disc jockeys who worked here during the disco years took their own lives. Sunset is... Oh, is this Sunset Strip? Is it there? She's never been near Hollywood. What is she... Okay, so anyway, this is... And some of the commentary you've been listening to is a preview of the upcoming Hey, the Last 11 Days, the Disco Years, here on KSFX Radio. The news and next from KSFX, 24 minutes after 7 now. KSFX Radio at 26 after 7. Santana in one of his incarnations from KSFX. And let me just pick up the... Hello, KSFX White Phone. I'm fine. I wonder how Rosalie's taking the news that you're back.
I'm back. I'm back in the saddle again.
Back in black.
How are you enjoying the little conflict I've arranged in the South Atlantic?
Well, you've certainly done a good job out there in the Southern Cross vicinity, and we just want to thank you very much for fomenting more mindless revolution.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I'm so proud of my protege, President Galtieri. As you know, he's a graduate of the Muammar Gaddafi School for Strong-Armed Terrorist Dictator Country Leaders School in Tripoli, Libya.
Well, what I was especially impressed with was how you arranged to set this whole incident off and sucker Al Haig into trying to mediate it and then making a fool out of him. I thought that was really the best part of it.
Well, it's always easy to sucker a sucker like him. Well, Stephen, I must go and tend my flock.
Just pin all your needles. What? Huh?
I must go tend my flock.
You can't say flock on the air. I got fired once for a few minutes for saying flock.
I'm Gaddafi. I'm the dictator. I can say what I want.
Okay, well, listen. If you're the dictator, take this letter.
What letter?
How about A?
A-bomb?
Yeah.
I hope you weren't too sick. I know my assassins poisoned your cocaine.
I'm sorry. I have nothing to do with false drugs. I do not advocate the use, abuse, or any other...
I love abuse. I also love a revolution, too.
Okay. We'll play that by the Beatles next. Thank you. Long-distance phone calls are costing the company a fortune. 728 from KSFX, and now, the lady in black. Where is she? Where,
black?
There you are. I can't see you when the sun's shining on
what
you.
What black?
You know, that's interesting. A photographer could analyze why, when there's direct sunlight on you, you turn darker.
There is okay? No direct sunlight on me.
There isn't? I thought it was coming right through that window onto those panes of glass and through the glass and
we're
reflecting on your lovely face.
Of glass.
Oh, we're talking panes in the lower rhomboid. When I dance, I get these panes.
I wish the sun would shine in this room.
I wish the sun would shine on us all, Rosalie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our religious thought for this morning. And now, ladies and gentlemen, through the combined resources of the American Broadcasting Company, its news resources, its teletypes, its wires, and our pink slips, let's listen now to Rosalie Allen's version of the news.
All right, Stephen, we'll do that. Toyota and General Motors have ended 3 days of talks on a plan to jointly produce cars here in this country. One Japanese report says that the talks might pick up again later on this month. While all of that was going on, GM and the United Auto Workers were officially signing a renegotiated contract. The 30-month deal saves GM about $2.5 billion and gives union workers some guarantees of job security. Secretary of State Al Haig is presenting his new ideas to Argentine President Galtieri this morning. Haig is still trying to find a way to head off a potential British-Argentine war over the Falkland Islands. Meanwhile, Deputy Secretary of State Walter Stessel says he's sure the snags can be worked out so that the Israelis can make a peaceful withdrawal from the Sinai Peninsula. He'll meet with Egyptian leaders in Cairo later today to talk about Israel's complaints of treaty violations by Egypt. Nicaragua is accusing the U.S. of sending two destroyers to cruise the coast around that country. The foreign ministry says the ships are within 45 miles of Nicaragua's shore. L.A. County Coroner Thomas Noguchi says he will appeal his demotion. Board of Supervisors took away Dr. Noguchi's administrative functions yesterday, saying that he mismanaged the office and sensationalized celebrity deaths. And finally, about 330,000 school children in California will have at least another 15 days of free lunches, even though they have not turned in their parents' Social Security numbers. A federal judge said that the kids were being used as pawns in a game of chess between two bureaucracies. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
Ready, kids?
Ready, Peggy!
First one in the pool gets the trident.
Peggy, can you get a trident in the pool?
Trident's new fresh pack sealed airtight to guarantee freshness.
Found it!
See?
It does taste fresh.
And soft.
And 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
The Bell System presents Andy Williams for Long Distance.
Wherever you are, you're never too far. They're waiting to share your day.
Bay Area
Andy weather. Williams. That was Andy Williams?
I mean, I was just sitting here listening. Anyway, Bay Area weather is showing sunny days, clear nights.
White toast. What?
What are you? White toast?
White bread.
Okay. Any kind of toast is brown, I want you to know.
Okay, Rosalie, listen. I don't need any instruction in determining colors.
Is someone going for toast?
Would somebody like to go for toast?
Yeah. Right. Here's to the corporation. Thank you.
Oh, geez. You're back.
All these rumors that I was dead. Around Tuesday, somebody said that I was dead.
Several times, even.
Well, yeah, I want you to know that I was not dead. The
but
rumors
were,
of my death were premature.
You were so close.
Well, no, I had a good reason for being out of work for 4 days.
Uh-huh.
I was rebuilding my carburetor in my poison dart.
I want to finish the news, okay? I'm going to do
you
that.
You will, believe me. It's just a couple of weeks away.
Temperatures will be warmer all the way through the weekend with highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. Overnight lows tonight will reach into the 40s to low 50s. Small craft advisory now for winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Right now it's 50 degrees in Oakland. It's 47 at San Francisco Airport. 47 in San Jose, 48 in Redwood City, 44 in Marin, and it's now 50 degrees at
733.
Mm-hmm. Stephen
K. Thank you, Rosalie. I'd like to thank everyone for all the many days and hours of Not yet? Oh, okay, well.
Getting it ready, that's all.
7:34 in the morning from KSFX with the Stones.
Yeah, you've been strung up for too long, you know. Girls will come and go.
Kiss for the Stones at 7:42 in the morning. Let's just... What? Hello?
Yes.
Say yeah. Hello.
Hello. Say hello.
Well,
what did you get? Wait, will you find Carl 1100? Hi, honey. How you doing?
Daddy.
Daddy? Where's your dad? I'm not your daddy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not the daddy.
Yeah. Hello? Is this a little lost caper? Hey, what's going on?
She's formulating an idea, I think.
Okay. She had a request to make.
And they have brought down my thumb, and nobody laughed at me.
Okay, I'll play that right now. See you later. I understood her perfectly. Our mentalities don't differ that much. 7:43 from KSX. Here's Tiny Spencer. Tex, we do have some commercials to do. We have to do those now, do we? 7:47 in the morning. Let's take a quick call here. Yes, white phone. Hello. Hello. hello.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is your laundry lady.
Yes.
Got lots of dirty ones around here.
Oh, okay. Well, be sure and take care of that because I
want clean clothes.
When they carry me out of here in that body bag, I expect to wear clean clothes.
That's not the kind of laundry I'm talking about.
What kind of laundry? Oh, dirty laundry. Ah, we're airing dirty laundry. I see. Okay, well, hang on just a moment. It's 7:40 in the morning. I suppose we should do that one spot, huh? Okay. let's do it. I mean, let's make a few more bucks before the last wave.
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase. Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, Macintosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo.
7:49 in the morning.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9. Number 9.
Is this a discussion
nine,
of our ratings?
Number 9.
Is that why
nine,
we're talking
about
stuff
nine,
like that?
Number 9.
Oh, this,
number
is
nine,
that John Lennon?
Number 9. Number 9. Nine, number nine.
situation.
They are standing still.
Upon the telegraph track.
Number nine. Number nine.
Hello, you have a question?
Yes, what was that?
I'm not sure.
Are you playing it?
Obviously, somebody's playing it.
Joan the Jet and the Blackheads, and that's what's that called? That's Crimson. That's Tommy James and the Shondells, record from 1967. You ready? The Lady in Red. The fellas are talking about the Lady in Red, and here she is now, Rosie Lee Allen. Thank you, Rosalie.
Surprise.
How are you today, Rosie?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Did you miss me this week, Rosie?
Huh?
You're not to tell them. Just on the air. Tell them. Did you miss me this week, Rosie?
Let me put it this way.
Okay.
I recognized the fact that you were not here.
Ah, recognizing the fact that I wasn't here, how did you feel?
What do you mean? How did I feel?
You're the one who started the rumor about my death,
no,
I understand.
No, that was Dave Kent. I can freely admit that Dave did that.
Dave started that, huh?
Yes.
when actually, I went over to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and here's a story you'll be interested in, Rosalie.
Okay.
I went to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and I noticed that after I gave them what is called an abstract. An abstract is a little certificate saying, he paid his tickets, let the fool have his license back.
Right.
He went over to the computer with a woman, and they both started staring at me, and I went, oh, jeez, now I'm in trouble. And they're pointing and doing all these things.
Uh-huh.
And I know that they've found something on the computer that says, I'm never coming back. but what it was then he came back and he said, hey, we listen to you every morning. Slamming the Department of Motor Vehicles and telling everybody how illegal I am.
Yes.
Driving the poison dart. So they were very, very nice. And I had to write a little note to the people of the Department of Motor Vehicles saying, hi, if I can stay on the right side of the law, you people certainly can. And I signed it Rosie Lee Allen.
Good for you.
Okay. And now, as Rosie Lee Allen, let's hear the news.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much. Well, President Reagan says it's down, but the Labor Department says it's up. Well, they're both talking about the unemployment rate, and on some fronts, they're both right. The problem is that President Reagan does not figure in the seasonal factors so that his numbers show that unemployment is down. On the other hand, the Labor Department does figure seasonal employment, so their numbers show that unemployment is up. That means that we will probably be hearing two different sets of numbers and not know exactly who's right from now on. Meanwhile, the General Accounting Office wants us to know that it's found unsubsidized jobs or job training programs for half the people who lost CETA jobs. They're talking about 150,000 folks, and that's part of a Reagan administration plan to soften the impact of the phase-out of the CETA Public Service Jobs Program. Feds say they had nearly 2 billion pounds of butter, cheese, and non-fat dried milk in its stockpiles at the end of March. Agriculture Secretary John Block says he will propose legislation within the next 10 days to decide what to do with that surplus. And there is still no real compromise on what to do about the 1983 federal budget and its big deficit. Some plans included increasing taxes to help reduce that deficit, but President Reagan says that raising taxes is no way to balance the budget, so that probably means no compromise, at least for a while. Secretary of State Al Haig is still busy working on the Falkland Islands dispute, while at the same time Deputy Secretary Walter Stossel is trying to work out the April 25th Israeli withdrawal from the Sinai. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Begin says that Egypt is not living up to its part of the bargain, and Stossel will be meeting with Egyptian leaders in Cairo today to try and work that out. U.S. is importing less oil now than it ever has, or at least any time since 1984. The American Petroleum Institute says that imports of crude oil fell to 2.5 million barrels a day last year, compared to more than 4 million barrels on a comparable day in 1980. Democratic Senator Alan Cranston has come up with a plan to head off a nuclear war. Cranston is suggesting that the U.S. and Russian station teams in each other's capitals to help guard against an accidental nuclear war. Cranston says it would cut down the chances that such a war would be started by a computer failure or a misinterpretation. In KSFX Sports, California action yesterday and last night, the Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland A's 11-5, California Angels 3, Seattle Mariners 2. In the National League, San Diego's 2, LA Dodgers zip. Super Bowl champ San Francisco 49ers will probably announce today that they have signed world record holder Reynaldo Nehemiah. He runs pretty fast, so he will probably play as a wide receiver. Anyway, we'll know after today's news conference. New York Rangers, Boston, Chicago, and Vancouver were all winners in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Bay Area weather says sunny days, clear nights through tomorrow, getting a little warmer all the way through the weekend, with tomorrow's highs in the low 70s. Overnight lows will be in the 40s to low 50s, and there is a small craft advisory for winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Right now it's 50 degrees in Oakland, 47 at San Francisco Airport and in San Jose. It's 48 in Redwood City, 44 in Marin, and it's 50 degrees at 802 KSFX San Francisco.
Yes.
Stephen Capon.
Thank you, Rosie. Mm-hmm. It's 8:03 in the morning from KSFX. This is Stephen Capon.
Hi, my name is Anya Malka Halevi.
Yes.
Where are you going next? I mean, I had a terrible time finding you after K-San.
I'm not sure where next. I'm probably going to go to the other room and get a cup of coffee.
All right. okay.
And then,
well, is there any way of finding out where you're going?
Yeah. I'm sure there is, but I haven't found it.
Oh, dear.
Because I have no idea what I'm doing. Listen, your son is on AFN. He's a disc jockey.
Yeah. He's very much like you. I mean, same kind of madness.
Yes.
Okay, well, he keeps talking about this song. I mean, he's a yes freak, and he's really into Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and people like that. But there's a new singer who just made a single that's around 40 in Billboard's Pop Survey.
Uh-huh.
And it's called I've Been to Paradise, But I've Never Been to Me.
Ever heard of that, Gray?
No.
I've never heard of that song.
I have.
You have?
Of course, but that's not the name of the song.
Oh, what's the name of the song?
I Forgot.
Okay. Yeah. The name of the song you're talking about is I Forgot. And, well, that's interesting. I'll try and find it around here. But what I wanted to establish also was that Seth is a disc jockey on AFN Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Yeah, he works for the Navy. Yes. A friend of mine was stationed in Guantanamo Bay for some time.
They're stationed at Roosevelt Road.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there's worse duty. Do you miss him? How long has he been in the service?
Well, no, he's not in the service.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's a civilian. She's in the service. She's a weather observer. She was once in the Coast Guard.
She is his wife. I see. Okay. That's interesting. I've never been to Puerto Rico, but then I've never been to Hayward either.
Well, the government gives them everything they ever needed to have a successful and happy life. And they can go swimming every day. Can you imagine?
Yes. Rosalie, excuse me. We're just having a conversation in the air here. And so are you, as a matter of fact. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for the call.
Okay. Will you play it for us?
I'll try and find it.
Okay.
Rosalie's the music authority here.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Come on, who did it? Who did it and who does it? It's what? What is
M-O-R.
M-O-R. That term went out with button shoes, Rosalie. What are you doing? M-O-R. What does that stand for? Morons or... No, no, it's middle of the road. What happened to the T? Motor. Middle of the road. You never... never mind. Not heavily into acronyms. I've never worked for the government, is the problem. It's 5 minutes after 8 from KSFX, and here's Aerosmith.
3rd, KSFX stops rocking and KGO-FM starts talking. KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. Starting April 22nd at 6 a.m., KSFX presents to you When the Music's Over, the last 11 days. We'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. So before we start talking, we're gonna do plenty of rockin' with the Bay Area's best rock and roll. When the music's over, the last 11 days on KSFX.
You really mean it when you tell me what will be.
Wow. Moody Blues. That was Question was the name of that song from an album called A Question of Balance, which was roughly, if my memory serves me correctly.
Serving number 38.
1968.
It was 68, wasn't it? Or 69. 69. 70.
What did Gray say?
January 30th, 1970. 70. It was
70?
Early 70.
We were probably recorded it in 69.
Well, 68, I was still screaming my brains out as a top 40 disc jockey, and I know we weren't playing that song, but I thought it was 69. 69 and 70 blend together in a haze of marijuana smoke.
For some of us.
I don't remember anything. Okay, Rosie?
Yeah.
Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
This is your old pal,
Steven.
You missed me, didn't you? Huh. Come on. I know you did. Come on, Rosalie.
Put
tell
it like
the
this.
Truth.
I noticed that you weren't here.
You're downplaying it. You're minimizing it. You're not. Come on. Let your emotions flow.
Moi?
Moi. Would you take a ride with me sometime in my poison dart?
Living.
No? Mm-hmm. I'll let you sit in the back seat and press upon everybody that you're being chauffeured. I put a new blanket over the back seat.
But, Stephen, you have no back seat.
Ah, so you knew. Okay. I was thinking of building a rumble seat into that car. Do you remember those? Are you old enough to remember that?
I'm not old enough to remember them, but I have seen pictures.
Ah, well, I used to ride in one. And that's how old I am. And that was more fun than, doing a morning show with you.
Was it an Edsel?
No. This was I don't know what it was. It was a 1939 Animal. It was old, whatever it was. It was a beautiful car.
Mm-hmm.
And rumble seats, are like a thing of the past, like convertibles.
I think they should bring them back.
And convertibles, too, as Chrysler has done, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Smart.
Okay, Rosie, now that we've straightened out the automobile world and all their problems, let's find out what's going on in Argentina this morning. Do you have anything new on that, or is that just passé?
Nothing is going on. I can't say nothing is going on. Nothing is being written about what's going on right now.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, it's too bad that Al had to come back with egg on his face like that, but it won't be the first time, right? Wasn't he the guy who was doing crossword puzzles while Nixon was fixing everything?
I think he'll work it out.
Okay. Now, here's the news.
All right, the news is, Stephen, that the deadline is officially over for anyone who wanted to file 1981 tax returns on time. Today now starts the penalty phase for those of you who happen to owe money to the IRS. More than 20 million folks should have filed yesterday. Tens of thousands of people had a hard time getting to work in Boston this morning. Bus and commuter train drivers called a wildcat strike because the district hired part-time workers and then gave them better shifts than regular drivers. A toxic gas cloud worked its way out of a stalled Southern Pacific tank car in San Jose last night. A four-block square area had to be evacuated around that site. Leak was shut off just before midnight, but not before two firemen were overcome by those fumes. L.A. County Board of Supervisors has voted to demote County Coroner Thomas Noguchi down to a position as department specialist. The soups say that Noguchi was mismanaging the coroner's office. San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein says the city is not ready to handle another earthquake, especially the size of the 1906 quake and fire. The mayor came to that conclusion after the city's latest earthquake drill. And Britain's Queen Elizabeth is in Canada, but she's still keeping her eyes on what's happening in the Falkland Islands. The Queen flew to Ottawa on a tour and to proclaim a constitution that will cut Canada's last colonial ties with England. And finally, Sister Madonna Booter says she plans to run in Monday's Boston Marathon in order to raise money for multiple sclerosis. Sister Madonna, who is 51 years old, is probably the first nun to ever qualify for that marathon race. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
Dear Lissy, it's been so long since
fathers and daughters. The love they share is so special, so fragile.
This sure is a crazy time to grow up in. I know the divorce hurts you, but there's so much to explain. I miss you, Lissy. Love, Dad.
Love, Dad. Evan Hunter's wonderfully moving novel about a father and his teenage daughter reaching out to each other as changing values drive them apart. Love, Dad, a new Dell paperback.
My doll has the strength. At the first sign of monthly pain, give me strength. The strength of My Doll. Nothing else you can buy. Only My Doll combines extra strength pain reliever with an antispasmodic for women. MyDol relieves the pain of cramps fast and brings fast relief from backache, headache, aches from swelling before. Whenever you need it, before and during that time, MyDol has the strength. MyDol has the strength. Use only as directed.
Bay Area weather says sunny days, clearer nights all the way through tomorrow, warmer temperatures all the way through the weekend, highs tomorrow in the low 70s, highs today in the upper 50s and high 60s. Small craft advisory now for winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, and it is 50 degrees in Oakland, 47 at San Francisco Airport, 47 in San Jose, 48 in Redwood City, 44 in Marin, and it's 50 degrees at KSFX San Francisco, 824. Stephen Capon.
Thank you, Rosalie.
Si.
Do you know that this gentleman I ran into in Lima was surprised that we are aggravated when people call this town Frisco? He couldn't. He just couldn't understand.
Why do they get so angry when they call it Frisco?
Because.
Yeah, do we call your country Rue, man?
I was going to say that.
That's it. Thank you, Rosalie. Jimi Hendrix and Smash Hits tonight. In the Midnight Album feature, and then Split Ends tomorrow night, Time and Tide, their album. It's 8:25 in the morning from KSFX 104.
Together.
Long Twin, Silver Line, 22 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio, 478-KSFX are our phone numbers here in San Francisco if you'd like to give us a call this morning. Tonight our midnight album feature is Jimi Hendrix, Smash Hits. Boy, I am exhausted already, Louie. It's been a long week. It's the end of another long week for me, and Boy, another long week. Hey, come on. I've worked a week out of the last month. Give me a break.
Sale time at Matthews. It's like no other sale around. Not just one or two closeouts or so-called discounts from inflated list prices, but current, name-brand, quality products at prices we challenge anyone to match. Like a 13-inch color TV from GE for $255. Not the $300 or more the other guys want to charge you. Or a complete car stereo system with Pioneer AM/FM stereo cassette deck, big door mount speakers, $99. Matthews is your Pioneer Car Stereo headquarters, where we have a 30-watt 7-band equalizer booster for only $97. And from Matthews' giant selection of video recorders, we have a Panasonic, a new top-of-the-line 6-hour machine, cable-ready with 14-day programming, wireless remote, full special effects, the works, for just $947. Maxell 6-hour videotape at our lowest price ever, $12.98. Don't miss sale time at Matthews. Easy to get to at 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
When you're reaching for more, reach for Sprite and tune into a night on the road with Blue Oyster Cult in concert. That's this Sunday night at 7:15. A two-hour special with Blue Oyster Cult recorded live in concert with some great rock and roll. When you're reaching for more, reach for Sprite and a night on the road with Blue Oyster Cult. Sunday night at 7:15.
KSFX 20 before 9. Hello, white phone.
Hello?
You have a question, sir?
What are you going to do when you guys go out here? Are you going to another station or what?
Am I going to another station? You know, I was thinking about joining the Coast Guard.
well, I'll tell you what, rock stations will come and rock stations will go, but rock and roll will live on.
Okay.
That's what I say, right, guys?
Hey, that's right.
That's what you say.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so thanks.
You know, I want to thank Pacific Telephone for all the wonderful things they put on this line. This zizzing and dripping all over the place. Yeah, I...
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? Caven?
Capen.
Yeah, Cakepan.
Caveman.
I want to know one
Yeah, I don't want to hear questions.
Well, what I want to know is how come every time you go to a rock and roll station, they go under?
Geez, go under what?
I don't know, but KSN took a header, and now KSFX.
Well, actually, you know something? Now, wait a second. You may think that it's me, but you notice who the last guy on the air is every time a station goes under. It's always one Willie Juggs.
Willie Juggs?
You want his real name so you can write him?
Yeah.
You notice he's the guy who's the last one on the air, that cretin?
Well, listen, Capen, all I hope is that you get to another station because you're the only guy in the morning that's any good.
Well, you know what I say, don't you?
Right.
Abandon all hope.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the phone doesn't fit the cradle either.
It's 18 before 9. I'm a cradle robber.
Wait a second. We have one. Hello?
Big.
Hey, no. You too. Almost, huh? You can tell they're coming just in the first. I can name this person in one note.
Okay, there was an article yesterday by Bob Green in the recently in the San Francisco Chronicle about this doctor in Los Angeles who is who's treating people who have cocaine habits that are getting in the interfering with their lives, which I think is a great thing. But the way he does it is actually to reduce their habit, okay? And we all know that cocaine is running toward to epidemic proportions in this country and around the world. It's the drug of preference among most people these days, and the way this doctor in Los Angeles does it is to bring someone in, and let's say the person is freebasing. Okay, let's say he's a rock star, and he don't they all? No, and he's freebasing. Well, he would get them to go back to sniffing it, and if they were sniffing it 7 days a week, he'd have them snort it on weekends. And what he does is reduce their habit through a method called the Wanderer. And I was just wondering what that would be like going in his... Well, he's got quite a racket going here, and he just, you know, I wonder...
Yes, Dr. Wanderer, I'm having this problem with my nose.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Well, yes, I can help you. You see, you're doing too much.
I know, but...
pretty simple, really.
What can I do now?
What can you do? Well, here, let me see your stash here.
Right here.
You don't do it like this anymore. One long sniff, you see, you don't do it like this.
Hey, that's
you do it stuff. Like this.
Can I try that?
Yes. Yes, now a little short here. No, a little short again. You go. Not.
Wait,
no, wait. Over here.
Let me.
You don't
mine.
Do it this.
Hey,
you don't do
there's
all
there's none
that.
Left.
You do this.
Wait, give me that mirror for a minute.
Here, let me throw this line over here.
That's Dr. Wanderer's way to stifle your habit while perpetrating his own. Pay Dr. Wanderer's big bucks to watch him do your false drugs.
Forever.
Is that it? Okay, kids, if you're listening in the broadcasting school, of course, it costs you an extra $1,100 for me being missing this week. Don't forget to get your money in the little envelopes that I stole from that church, the little donation envelopes that I use for my broadcasting school.
Did you say it was going to cost them $1,100? I thought you should pay them.
I have medical bills. I was sick. I've got to pay my bills. That's all there is to it. Listen, Rosalie.
Yes?
You know, actually, I wasn't even ill. I wasn't sick or anything while I was gone. I got in line Monday at the police department on Bryant, and I got out yesterday.
I'll buy that.
I had a few tickets. No, I bought that.
I'm Lee Iacocca.
Oh, you are?
If a manufacturer doesn't have enough confidence in the quality of what he makes, he doesn't have the right to ask you to buy it. Me, I'm in the car business. I've been saying for a long time the cars that Chrysler makes are as good, if not better, than anything coming out of America, Europe, or Japan. Now, to show you the confidence we have in the quality of our products, right now, when you buy any new Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge American-built passenger car, Chrysler will protect your investment three ways. One, a 5-year or 50,000-mile protection plan on the engine and powertrain. Two, 5 years or 50,000 miles of rust-through protection on the outside of the car. And three, 5 years or 50,000 miles of free scheduled maintenance. Now, that's confidence. Let's face it. If we don't believe in our products, why should you? So, if you can find better protection, take it. If you can find a better car, buy it.
Deductible may be required on engine powertrain plan. Protection plans are limited warranties. All plans are for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
That guy's been saying that for a long, long time. About 11 years, I think. Well, the last 11 years is drawing to a close here. And
seems like.
It does, doesn't it? It does. We're going to lower the curtain on a career of illustrious and well-founded entertainment. And what the hell am I talking about? Okay. And now, here's Rosie Lee with all the facts.
Well, Stephen, I'm talking about this morning the fact that Secretary of State Al Haig is holding a meeting with Argentine President Galtieri. They're still hoping to end the Falkland Islands crisis. Meanwhile, in London, the British cabinet has been put on alert. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has ordered several key ministers to stay in the capital over the weekend. And this morning, the Swiss government said that Argentina is not giving precise information on where 23 captured British Marines are being kept. Those Marines were taken prisoner when Argentina took over the Falklands 2 weeks ago. The official Russian news agency reports this morning that Moscow has launched a space research satellite. They're calling it Cosmos 13-50. And according to the report, the satellite is circling Earth about every 90 minutes at 236 miles from the surface of the planet. French President François Mitterrand says that his country will continue its nuclear testing program in the South Pacific, despite the protests from people who live on islands in the area. Mitterrand made that statement in Japan, where he's trying to drum up business for French goods. A couple of weeks ago, William Kennedy was fired by President Reagan as U.S. Attorney for San Diego. Well, yesterday he was reappointed to his old job as Chief Deputy in the San Diego District Attorney's Office. Kennedy was fired because he allegedly compromised a Justice Department intelligence source. National Centers for Disease Control out of Atlanta say that there is now an uncontrolled outbreak of a sexually transmitted disease happening down in Orange County. The CDC says that 389 people have the disease, which they're calling chancroid, and that it could spread to other parts of the country. Toyota and General Motors have ended 3 days of talks on a plan to jointly produce cars here in the U.S. One Japanese report says that talks might pick up again later this month. And while all of that was going on, GM and the United Auto Workers were officially signing a renegotiated contract. The 30-month deal saves GM about $2.5 billion and gives union workers some guarantees of job security. In KSFX Sports, Bjorn Borg, the first 5-time Wimbledon winner, said that he will not play in this year's tournament as a matter of principle. Borg is upset because he had to play in 10 Grand Prix tournaments to be eligible to play at Wimbledon, and he has not done that. New York Rangers, Boston, Chicago, and Vancouver were winners in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Rangers beat the New York Islanders, who are the defending champs, by a score of 5-4. California sports action yesterday. The Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland A's 11-5. California Angels 3, Seattle Mariners 2. National League ball, San Diego 2, LA Dodgers zip. Bay Area weatherman says sunny days, clearer nights. temperatures in the 70s by tomorrow afternoon, and overnight lows reaching the low 40s to 50s. Small craft advisory right now for winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Right now it's 50 degrees in Oakland, 47 at San Francisco Airport, 47 in San Jose, 48 in Redwood City, 44 in Marin, and it's 50 degrees at 8:53. KSFX San Francisco.
Rosalie.
Yeah. Why are you wearing goggles? Why do you have goggles?
I was examining my jewels.
No, no, those are not for looking at jewels.
I have a gift for you from those folks down at Tread 2 who are so kind. Do you know these people?
Sure.
Do you remember they sent me, well, they sent me a really nice pair of swimming shoes.
Those are great.
Diving shoes. They said these are webbed sneakers.
I want to see mine.
You want to see them?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that little joke about you having size 13 left feet?
Mm-hmm.
Both left?
Mm-hmm.
These are the biggest shoes I have ever seen in my life.
You're telling me.
Oh, they're size 16, and they're both left foot shoes.
And they made them for me.
Especially for you.
I think that's
marvelous. I can't believe the size of them. You could wear these on your arms and tell people they were gloves to a very fancy
evening. What we have to do now is to find someone with two left feet.
We've found her, Rosalie.
On May 3rd, we're all going to lose one of San Francisco's original and finest rock and roll radio stations, KSFX.
So when the music's over.
KSFX went on the air in 1971 with the original San Francisco Experience rock format. On May 3rd, KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off the air with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. To salute the end of an era, KSFX presents to you When the Music's Over, the Last 11 Days. Each day we'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. It would not be fair to say goodbye without acknowledging 11 great years of rock and roll. When the Music's Over, the Last 11 Days on KSFX.
Baby, carry plans.
just like coast to gold. C-O-L-A, cola.